Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. If you like what you hear today, all the links for all the things are down in the notes for this video. You can book time with me directly, find books that I've written to serve you better, and everything in between. Join the chain, become a validator, everything you can imagine. Go down there, check the links, find me on all the socials. All the stuff is there. Today, we're going to talk about connecting more deeply to your partner. I love, 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 love the subject of love. It's time to start saving some relationships. So this is an incredibly important topic, connecting more deeply with your love partner. And most of this, outside of the bedroom topics, you can use for improving any relationship in your life, with your family, with your friends, with your coworkers. But let's just focus on your romantic partner for this particular video. So that's what we're talking about, connecting more deeply with your partner. And it's not a shock. This is my best-selling book. And of course it is. Everybody wants to talk about this. And what's going to surprise you when you open this book and you start going through it is that there's a lot more to it than just what goes on in the bedroom. In fact, the majority of the connection in your relationship and the majority of the quality of what's going on in the bedroom is actually related to what's going on outside the bedroom. It's everything else, y'all. It's not just the one thing. So that's why I wrote this book. After exploring tantric concepts for couples, most of that information is coming from much older Eastern practices. And in those practices, it's really kind of hard to tell if there's actually a woman involved in all and whether or not she gets to enjoy herself. And obviously, I'm going to be very careful with my language in this video. You'll have to interpret a bit, but if you're over 18, you're with me. If you are not over 18, get out of here. This is talk for the grown folks. So there are a couple of authors that do kind of talk about tantric methods from the female perspective, and I do really appreciate their work. But what I was looking for was something more of a discussion of practices from actually a connected couple, as opposed to two individuals each seeking their own ascendance. How can we actually become more connected between those two individuals? So that's what I wrote this for. And so if you're seeking actual deeper connection with your partner, that is the process in this book. And so in this video, we'll talk about sort of the basics of that and why I called it a new tantra for the connected couple, because it has to be a lot more than what's going on in the bedroom. Ladies, I know you know what I'm talking about. And it's true for the men too. So let's talk about this. And it doesn't matter if you are in a same-sex couple, opposite-sex couple, it doesn't matter. All of these principles are going to apply to your romantic partner regardless. So it's going to actually start with grounding and safety. And you can kind of use the chakras as a guide, the main seven. I know there are many more, but the main seven chakras that we tend to focus on as a guide, and you're actually going to start at the root. No relationship gets anywhere unless you begin with safety and grounding. You need to feel safe together, and you need to know how to ground each other. What does that mean? When one of you is having a hard day or stressed out or whatever, you need to know how to kind of help that person find their center, right? Help bring them down off the ceiling and ground them. Right? That's what we mean. So that they can then get an accurate perspective on themselves. So safety, very important, feeling safe with each other, feeling physically safe, mentally safe, emotionally safe, financially safe. Quite a lot to work on. But that's the first thing you want to do, is establish safety in the relationship and establish learning how to ground each other. Only then would I recommend actually moving into the territory of experimentation in the bedroom, because you have that foundation to work from. Experimentation in the bedroom is creativity. It's exploring new things. It's trying new things and saying, I liked that. I didn't like that. Never want to do that again. And, you know, having fun with each other, trying things and figuring out what you like, what you don't like, how you work as a couple, and all the details. Now, the juiciest bits of that particular step, I am going to leave to the book so I don't get my video taken down. But do have fun with that. But here's the thing. It doesn't stop there. Connecting with your partner cannot stop there. All right? Don't. Keep going. What other kinds of creativity? Because when we think of sacral, it represents creativity of all kinds. It means all this creating visions for the future, right? And don't stop there. Then you need to move up, right? Solar plexus represents our independent will. How can we celebrate each other's sense of individuality? All their awesome individual traits, right? This is where couples get in trouble. They try to change each other. Right? The Michelangelo effect. I'm going to mold you into what I want you to be. Yikes! Don't do that. They are who they are. You are who you are. We should not be seeking to change each other. We should be celebrating who each other are if it's the right match. Right? And if it's not the right match, what are you doing? Don't waste their time. So celebrating your individuality, celebrating their individuality, letting them be them, you being you, and that sense of independence and walking this journey together, you have to have that piece of that independence, because there will be that struggle within the relationship at some point. People get far too attached in the beginning of any relationship, and then you hit this point where there's this struggle and this pulling away to try to establish an independent self, and that's where a lot of relationships fall apart. If you can celebrate that, you will move through that space and move up to the next space, which is the heart space, where you are connecting in terms of compassion and love. And this is important. Love, obviously, everybody thinks that just happens by itself. And of course it does. But keeping that flame going takes kinds of effort, such as reminding them periodically why they're awesome. They remind you periodically why you're awesome. Not criticizing, not pulling down, not telling them why, what's wrong with them. Tell them what's right with them. And they do the same for you. And I know this is a shock. I see some hard things in relationships out there. We can do better. Try this and you're going to be amazed at what happens. The step of compassion, connecting in terms of compassion, is going to, and I'm giving the quick notes here, but is going to look like having compassion when they've had a hard day, or if they're stressed out, they're upset, they're sad, they're being down on themselves. Not taking that as anything about you, just having compassion for them and their journey. That's where they're at. They're in that place today. And being like, oh, I'm so sorry, that is so hard. I hear your frustration. I know that you're frustrated. That is really tough. What do you need? And pulling them into that space of what you need so that you can help try to provide them with what they need. And this also helps them to practice thinking about and understanding what they need so they can express that to you. And that brings us up to throat chakra, which is expression. Any and every form of expression, expressing what you need, expressing your love, expressing your desires for the future, expressing what you like and don't like in the bedroom, expressing yourself artistically, creatively, in your hobbies, all kinds of expression. Being able to celebrate that in each other and encourage that in each other, not tamping that down, not trying to repress that, but actually celebrating it as a good thing. And then we keep going, keep moving up. Third eye, wisdom. And vision. What do you want for your future together? Planning what your future could be. Where do you want to live? What kind of lifestyle do you want? What do you want to be doing with your time? What do you want to be doing together? What do you want to be doing separately? this vision of the future you can create for yourself, and then working together to create that vision. What wisdom have you heard lately? What have you read in good books lately that you can bring to each other and offer to each other? These are points of connection. And then lastly, we'll focus on the crown, and this is your spiritual journey. You are on a spiritual journey, they are on a spiritual journey, and it is largely independent, but you can connect and share about what's going on in your journey at this point. You can share that. You can talk about what's happening in your spiritual journey, where you'd like to go next with it, or what kind of obstacles you may be finding. They might have an idea, or they might just have compassion for the obstacle that you're facing and be like, wow, that sounds frustrating. You know, what do you need? How can I help? And so if you kind of follow this, see how much is going on, how many places there are that you can connect with your partner more deeply that have nothing to do with what's going on in the bedroom. But here's the key. When you work to connect in all of these areas, your enjoyment of each other in the bedroom is going to spiral. And that's where you get to this sense of connection that results in the type of results that most people talk about when they talk about tantric practices, but they only focus on physical practice in the bedroom with the partner. But in reality, if you work to do this connection on the mental and emotional and the spiritual level with your partner, you can get to those same results a lot faster because you are fully connected to your partner in every sense. And that is going to enhance what's going on in the bedroom 100-fold. And there's a lot more to it than that. I know you all want me to go into the details that will get my video taken down, but I'm not going to do that right now. Get the book, read it for yourself. There's plenty of that juicy content and ideas in there for you and discussion of that. But think of it this way. Your activity with your partner, your enjoyment of each other in the bedroom, is a bit of a canary in the coal mine. If that's going well, if you have desire, if you are enjoying each other at a regularity that is happy for both of you, no problem. It's a sign that your relationship is in a good place. If you are not, if you are less than pleased with what's going on in the bedroom with your partner, it's just a sign that there's something wrong in the relationship. It is. Fix the rest of it, and the issues in the bedroom will resolve themselves. All right, that's enough for one day. Get the book. Enjoy, lovers out there. Love is a beautiful thing. And they say love is all you need. Sometimes you need a little bit more. You need real connection with your partner. Send me your questions. You can comment on this video. You can use the links below. Go to my website. Send me your questions that way. Let me know what kinds of things you want to know more about on this topic. Make sure it's G-rated because I'm generally not doing over 18 videos. So let me know what questions you have and how I can help you become more connected in your relationship. Enjoy, lovers out there, and I will see you next time.